It's almost impossible to avoid Temu these days. Their massive advertising campaign has made sure of that. Coming from out of nowhere, the company has turned the process of selling cheap junk to the masses into an art form. Now that they've ensnared hundreds of millions of people across the world, Temu and their Chinese parent company make billions every single month. So let's explore the toxic tactics Temu employ to make this happen, and assess the extent of the damage Temu is doing to the internet and society as a whole. For the average person, Temu might sound fantastic. A site where you can buy expensive items like wedding dresses or air fryers for a fraction of the price, or sometimes even just grab them for free? That sounds like a deal. The reality is though that Temu is nothing more than a poor attempt at a cash grab. The e-commerce site is specifically designed to squeeze as much money out of its customers as possible, starting as soon as you log in. When the Temu page loads, you're bombarded with numerous banners, each declaring a bigger, limited sale than the last. Time is flashing at you as if to say if you don't react right now, you'll miss out on a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Potential customers are overwhelmed with bright colors, percentages, signs, and busy screens, while more conservative browsers are able to overlook these tactics as they scroll through their opinions. A lot of people fall for the faux urgency the platform triggers, but unfortunately, this can lead to them spending more than they can afford on items that are either already broken or probably won't end up lasting very long. Now, considering Temu claims to be committed to environmental sustainability, the sheer number of pointless plastic gadgets says otherwise. You'd think that only having a few items in your carts would be a good thing. Temu's vendors can use less packaging and won't have to produce more unnecessary products, which means less strain on the environment. According to Temu's second notification, if you fill your parcel, ignoring the fact that the person making the purchase isn't responsible for how Temu packs its orders, you can reduce your carbon emissions. Yes, you heard that correctly, buying random items you don't need improves your impact on the environment. Whilst this might sound like an obvious example of greenwashing to some, millions of people still out there actually fall for these tactics and will even go on to actively promote Temu because, while they might have spent quite a bit of money, they still managed to get a rather large haul of items, so it must be worth it, right? Well, Temu is plagued with shipping delays, which often lead to orders arriving late or sometimes not at all, and on top of it, poor customer service makes it very difficult to get a refund. It's a process that's happening across the internet as a whole right now. As more and more companies like Temu show that you can get away with this, companies are choosing to limit all of these essential services. But how did Temu ever get so big in the first place? How did it become so widespread, and where did it come from? Well, it turned out their marketing strategy was social media. There are millions of videos all over the internet of unknown creators, random Instagram pages, and even major influencers reviewing Temu and vouching for the quality of their products.
Oh! That was actually pretty cool.
Temu has created an entire trend online of people pointlessly shopping and then showing it to their viewers to incentivize others to also buy useless products just to feel a part of the trend. I mean, if you go on YouTube, it's taken over right now. There's a countless array of videos of just people buying the most pointless products you can imagine, and it's become so widespread that it's allowed Temu to skyrocket, making Temu a terrifying sign of the late stage capitalism that we're in right now, where people are incentivized, where it's normal for your favorite influencers to waste money on random garbage from a dodgy Chinese website promoted to their followers, and the cycle repeats over and over again. People have become so hypnotized by overconsumption and the gratification that comes with getting a good deal that their understanding and expectations of prices have been warped. Regular Temu users become so used to buying numerous items for very little that when they see the normal price of items, they'll turn back to Temu, even though this is an impossible standard to live up to. How can organic brands, real entrepreneurs, real small businesses, or even just regular big businesses ever compete with Temu's pricing when Temu is losing about $30 on every order, which amounts to a loss of about $588 million to $954 million every year? But this is where the toxicness of Temu really kicks in, as this is all pre-planned and by design. As this doesn't hurt the company's executives, or Temu itself, it's designed to hurt the market and particularly their vendors. You see, this is a classic tech startup tactic. First, they use the funding they get from investors to build an unprofitable but faster and more convenient business model. Uber did this with taxis and destroyed much of the taxi industry. Spotify did this with music. DoorDash with food delivery. Often the service these tech companies offer isn't even that much better than what existed before. Even if it's just a little bit faster though, or more convenient, people make the switch anyway. Temu has done this, but they focus their business model on the very idea of consumption. With their flashy games and addictive design, they've commodified the very process of buying heaps of junk for cheap prices. It's like a stronger version of a drug. Once it hits the market and people see how much more potent it is, everybody wants it. Temu does this for that itch to buy something new, a feeling that nearly every single big company on Earth wants to create. With that societal programming to consume, and the hole that it temporarily fills, Temu does it better than anyone else around, for a far cheaper price, creating a culture online of people desperately trying to get to the bottom of the barrel, the cheapest prices. Quantity over quality. As with Uber, Spotify, and the rest, the money to make the service cheaper has to come out of somewhere. For Uber, it's the drivers who make less money. For Spotify, it's the musicians. The consumer gets a slightly better experience, at least for a few years, until they need to make a profit and jack up the prices again. I want to say that making videos like this takes a bunch of work behind the scenes. All the scripting, researching, idea generation, titles, thumbnails, and all of the editing throughout the week. But this is where NVIDIA is there to help. You see, NVIDIA AI is the world's most used AI video creator with over 10 million users across 150 plus countries. It's the only AI video creator out of the 20 plus tools that I've tried that puts you in the driver's seat and works as your personal sidekick to help you with the painstaking tasks of scripting, editing, and finding relevant footage that you can bring your ideas to life using simple text prompts. All you have to do is start with a simple text prompt and it creates the first rough draft for you.
Ah, Temu, the new kid on the e-commerce block. But is it really worth your time and money?
From there, you can become creative and fine-tune your video using just text prompts in a way that you've never imagined. Want to change the intro? Done. Want to find better footage for a scene? Done. Wanted to translate your video to Spanish? Done. And the best part is that you can clone your voice and it makes it narrate the video in your voice in any language. Yes, you can literally clone your own voice.
I don't think people understand the real deal with Temu.
In the end, this will save you literally hundreds of dollars every month, as it does the job of more than 10 tools packed into one and costs only $20 per month to start with. You can try NVIDIA AI for free, but if you're serious about video creation, you should get the paid plan that starts at just $20 a month, and it completely removes the watermark. This is really important if you want to be professional and make the video your own without any watermark, with the paid plan also giving you access to voice cloning and high quality stock footage. So just go to the link in the description and use my code MOON50 to get twice the number of video generation credits in your first month. Temu exploits the workers and companies who made all of this junk. There are several stories about Temu manufacturers anonymously coming forward to report that they're essentially working for the e-commerce site for free, all because of how desperate executives are to attract American customers.
So some of the people who manufacture their goods spoke in this article and they remained anonymous for fear of losing their livelihoods. We're working for Temu for free so that Temu can attract more American customers, says Sandy.
According to tech analyst Jeff Lee, many of these manufacturers can't operate on other platforms like Amazon because the gimmicks used on Chinese online markets, like offering freebies for good reviews, are against the platform's policies. Temu vendors have no say when it comes to pricing their products. The platform is always asking them to lower their prices, and they aren't given any say over the new prices if they agree. If vendors aren't willing to sell their products for less, their listings are usually removed.
Another seller joined the Temu platform but soon found that he had little control over pricing. Temu will often ask him to lower his prices, and if he agrees, the platform will decide what the lower price is.
These lowered prices force vendors to cut corners when creating their products, meaning that Temu's warehouses are stocked with thousands of subpar products, simply so that the platform can maintain its footing in America. The platform has no issue taking advantage of its vendors, so it should come as no surprise that it's perfectly fine if the products its vendors provide were created using forced labor. While Temu does require its suppliers to agree to certain terms and conditions regarding forced labor, it refuses to take responsibility for the fact that it still accepts products that originated in areas like Xinjiang Autonomous Region, otherwise known as the place where Uyghurs are denied their human rights and forced to work in forced labor camps. People shouldn't be too surprised that a site like Temu would take advantage of forced labor. I mean, let's consider its sister site, Pindudu. By Temu, Pindudu is an online marketplace that offers various products, though it primarily focuses on the traditional agriculture industry. It's been involved in numerous controversies over the years, but for our purposes, I want to focus on its treatment of its employees specifically concerning what happened in 2021. When you look at the Chinese labor market, you'll quickly notice that while work-life balance is terrible in the US, it's nearly non-existent in some regions in China. Multiple Chinese executives, including the wealthiest man in the country, praise and even expect their employees to work a 996 schedule. This means that every employee must work from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m, 6 days a week, not including overtime, which is not just expected, but encouraged.
We 就是一直工作到晚上9点钟起步。 然后如果是下半年的话，大概基本上是11:30到12:00下班。
Now, the wealthy in places like China don't even blink at this, claiming that this way of life is a huge blessing for the younger generation, something that they should be grateful for. But not only is this schedule illegal, but any sane person can immediately see that it's incredibly inhumane, borderline almost slavery, and in some cases even deadly. In 2021, a young woman was heading home at around 1:30 a.m. with a group of her colleagues. It'd been an incredibly taxing day of work, though nothing out of the ordinary, so it couldn't have been too surprising when she suddenly collapsed. She was rushed to a nearby hospital, where she passed away a few hours later. The horrifying news sparked outrage on Chinese social media platforms, with many blaming Pinduoduo for her death, and soon the hashtag centered on her death reached over 260 million views. The Chinese population's anger only worsened when the official account for the e-commerce company gave a very poorly thought out response to a question about whether Pinduoduo should bear the responsibility for the young woman's death. Quote, "Look at those in the underclass. Who isn't exchanging life for money? I've never thought of this as a problem of capital, but rather as a problem of the society. We live in an era where we spend our whole lives working hard. You can choose to live a comfortable life if you accept the consequences of comfortable living. People control how much effort they make, everyone does." It was heartless, and the worst possible thing they could have said. After deleting the post, the company tried to deny it ever existing, despite the fact that it was quite literally published on their official account. The platform the post had been published on also confirmed they were lying, so Pinduoduo backtracked by apologizing and blaming a contractor for the post. Not 2 weeks after the young woman passed away, a second Pinduoduo employee, this time a young man, suddenly disappeared while visiting his parents. A third employee was allegedly fired the next day for daring to criticize the horrifying work culture the company expected its employees to accept without resistance. While there's been no official reports about the work ethic expected of Temu employees, we can't deny the possibility that the platform might have similar expectations of its workforce as its sister site. Temu doesn't care about how it's making money and doesn't plan on giving up any more than it needs to. This is especially evident when you look at how much tax the e-commerce site has paid to the different countries it operates in, specifically regarding importing products. Now, most countries have systems that exempt imported goods from taxation if they're under a certain amount, which is great for individual citizens and also apparently Temu, which has used these systems to avoid paying taxes on most of the products it imports, especially in the US, where packages worth less than $800 are exempt. In 2013, Fashion Dive discovered that of the millions of packages shipped to the US daily, about a third are from Temu and Shein, a site very similar to Temu. Given that most of the products people buy on average are about $11, and each is individually shipped directly to customers, Temu seems strangely dedicated to lowering their customers' carbon emissions. As the US is not only missing out on about 600,000 packages worth of taxes a day, but Temu and Shein, which together have an estimated value of about $164 billion, don't provide any data on what their packages contain.
And so then when you have this explosion of packages under $800, along with the fact that they don't have the data that would otherwise be required to do a targeted inspection regime, you basically make it almost impossible for the CBP to do its job.
To put this into perspective, foreign companies export their products for very little or no cost, taking full advantage of ports and roads on every package's journey to its final destination. Meanwhile, American retailers, like Gap and H&M, spend millions of dollars on import duties every year and provide detailed information on what their packages contain. To say the e-commerce site is taking full advantage of the loophole is an understatement, but unfortunately, it's not the only thing they're taking advantage of. While Temu claims that it doesn't steal or sell personal data, that doesn't mean its customers' personal data is completely safe. In March 2024, Temu promised users who participated in a giveaway would receive £50 through PayPal or as web tokens if they signed up, downloaded the app, and sent an invitation code to their friends and family. A huge amount of people signed up. However, experts and social media users were more conscious and had the personal data pointed out that something was sketchy about the way Temu was running the giveaway. Not only were participants giving the platform access to things like their photos, name likeness, voice, opinions, and statements, and also biographical information, but Temu had ensure they didn't need to make good on giving any participants £50. The web tokens were just points you could use on the website. Furthermore, Temu could modify the reward in any way it chose and at any time. Those behind the app could even cancel a customer's reward if they wanted to. So not only had people done free advertising for Temu and provided the platform with plenty of personal data, but Temu didn't even have to give people the promised reward if it didn't want to. As might be expected, when people started pointing out that something was off with the data Temu was collecting, a spokesperson was quick to defend the practice by saying that it was a standard for many different industries, so there was no need to call them out on it. Temu has admitted that it does share customers' personal data with third parties to enhance the services and personalize its advertising, as does any other website. However, it does seem like they may be sharing more than just names and addresses with third parties, as there are far too many examples of people purchasing a few items from Temu and then receiving a random notification a couple days later that the money has been removed from their bank account. This problem is so frequently recurring that Temu's support page has an entire section dedicated to unknown charges, which doesn't give you that much confidence. As chaotic as Temu's website can be, there's no denying they've got some excellent looking product photos. No matter the category you scroll through, you'll always find professional photographs of every item you could hope for the most part. Of course, there is the minor detail that most, if not all, are stolen from their original websites with little to no concern for the owners, and then used to sell poorly designed dupes. Let's take wedding dresses for example. If you go onto Temu and search wedding dress, you'll see hundreds of photos of beautiful wedding dresses with intricate details, each looking like they've been handcrafted with the utmost care. Of course, like most of the products on the platform, they're selling at once-in-a-lifetime prices. Who wouldn't say no to their dream dress when its price is just $35? The thing is though, if you were to image search for any of these dresses, not only would you find multiple listings of the same dress on sites like Shein and AliExpress, both other dodgy e-commerce sites from China, notorious for copying clothing designs, but then you'll eventually find the original dress is usually worth thousands of dollars. People who purchase these dupes will get what they pay for. While the garment may fit, there's a good chance that when it arrives at your door, it could be falling apart and might not look like the dress that was advertised. You see, these dupes and copycat listings aren't limited to well-known successful businesses. There are far too many examples of Temu vendors stealing different artists' products and selling thousands of copies of the items at a fraction of the original price before the owners even had a chance to realize what's happened. While Temu will take down any stolen designs, it won't compensate the artists who lose out on thousands of dollars worth of sales.
Kelsey's contacted several marketplaces selling her art. Most of them have taken the listings down, but she has yet to receive any compensation.
Filing reports on listings also takes a very long time. Often by the time a listing is finally taken down, another is quick to pop up, to the point that it becomes exhausting for the artist to ever keep reporting their stolen products, and some eventually just give up. This is a trend that Temu is accelerating across the internet as a whole, where giant companies' bureaucracies and dodgy vendors are able to rip off everyday regular small businesses, forcing them out of a job, or even worse, stopping them from doing what they love. But it can even damage their reputation. One such artist was selling her products on Etsy, and they went viral almost overnight, meaning she had no time to prepare when her print became a bestseller. Numerous sites would steal her art, and people began to accuse her of being a reseller of a Temu product. While she managed to get the listing she knew about taken down, the whole experience put such a sour taste in her mouth that she just completely stopped selling her art. A small independent artist, crushed by a giant faceless corporation, milking every single person dry. All in Temu's giant effort that is sweeping across the entire internet to try and undercut their competition no matter what. As explained earlier, the executives at Temu will do anything to maintain the platform's presence in America. They have money and don't care how much they have to burn to stay at the top, and it does seem to be working. They're now seen as one of the biggest threats to Amazon's giant monopoly. Amazon has spent decades building itself up as the number one e-commerce store in the world. It had all the products you could dream of and offered the bonus of getting them to you as quickly as possible. However, Temu is proof that people will always go for a bargain no matter the other costs, and don't care how long they have to wait if it means they can save just a few bucks. A Deutsche Bank survey of American consumers found that nearly a third of participants would rather shop at Temu than Amazon or Walmart simply because it offers a plethora of different products at crazy prices. Plus, they offer free shipping no matter how much you've got in your cart. The platform has started to change the e-commerce landscape completely, and analysts are worried about Temu's impact on the American economy. There's already evidence that it is diminishing the sales of once successful online platforms. People like Steve Chow, who owned Bumblebee Linens, reported a nearly 50% decrease in sales because of sites like Temu. But squeezing out individuals and small businesses isn't the only way Temu is going to damage society. It's yet another example of a modern company and business model that pushes the world further into decadence and vice. The impulses it satisfies and the way it does this is a massive weight on the world. As the company grows, it's only going to do more damage. Just look at how it's going to make its profits. Other new tech companies like DoorDash, for example, make the most money off of their most addicted users. They're most interested in the people who lack either the means or the willpower to buy and cook their food. These users users are known as the whales, the most profitable people for the company to target, because they can then extract the most profit off of these people. Companies often tried to turn normal users into these people, maybe by giving a discount when someone ordered 5 times in 2 weeks. It builds up the habit and keeps people invested. Temu does this too, but in a lot of different ways. The little games you can play, or the promotion you can do for free Temu junk, it's all part of getting people addicted to the process. And by doing this, Temu is systemically creating orders and eroding people's willpower, whilst draining their wallets at the same time. It's promoting and profiting off of a vice of needless consumption and spending, gluttony, pushing more and more people into a lifelong habit. Meanwhile, on the other side of the supply chain, millions of workers are exploited and underpaid to keep these prices criminally low. It's a vicious cycle that's going to make billions for Temu and deal untold damage to society in the process.